With the legislative session in Frankfort winding down, the fate of potential reductions in funding for the University of Kentucky is still undecided. To bring us up to date on the situation, we've once again asked UK President Eli Capilouto to join us on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome back, Dr. Capilouto.
Good morning, Tom. It's good to be here.
Well, before we discuss the general session and its implications for the university, I'm curious about your experience at the university since becoming our 12th president. So perhaps you could give us a bit of a recap of the last few months.
I guess I could sum it up in one word, and that is it's been an inspiration. I've traveled the length and breadth of the state, length and breadth of our campus. Every day I'm astounded by the work of our faculty, staff, and students. Just a couple of weekends ago, it was Dance Blue, where our students, again, raised substantial sums of money, I think, over the last few years, well over $2 million to support pediatric oncology. Our first scholars program, where we have garnered the support of a philanthropist who said, I wanted to invest in a program that would that students would then change lives beyond their own. And these are first-generation students who are doing exceptionally well. We finished our pharmacy building. We're able to attract one of the top three nanobiotechnologists in the world. And to travel to Western Kentucky to see that our UK College of Design, in partnership with a private entity, other centers across our universities, are able to convert manufacturing facilities that previously produced houseboats now into affordable, energy-efficient housing. Last week, the delight of participating in a press conference where we're now one of 30 medical centers in the country that is capable of implanting a mechanical heart as a bridge to transplant. So those are the kinds of things that are really an inspiration to me and make me grateful for all the work that so many people do here at UK.
As I mentioned at the outset, in the midst of the General Assembly session where we are now in Frankfort, the governor has presented his budget, the House passed their version earlier this month, and it's been passed along to the Senate. What are you hoping for as an outcome?
Well, the governor, facing difficult economic challenges here in Kentucky, proposed a budget with a 6.4% or $19.4 million cut for the University of Kentucky. This is going to take our operating budget from its crest at about $330 million in 2007 to now around $284 million. So we're going to be living with $50 million less operating dollars every year as we go forward. The stimulus money from the federal government that helped for a couple of years to soften this is no longer available, so we're facing tough choices. Something that we had hoped would come favorably out of the House but did not was the governor's proposal to permit us to borrow through agency bonds the funds necessary to begin restoring our campus. As I've said many times before, the average age of our classrooms, over 50 years. Same with our teaching laboratories and well-subscribed introductory courses. We must begin a restoration project to revitalize the core of our campus. We weren't asking for any money. We were just asking for the permission to responsibly borrow money to begin this work.
The fact that the classrooms are 50 years and more old is amazing to me, because not only has education changed much in that time, but the technology that's used in the classroom is so dramatically different now, even within the last 5 years.
We want to create the modern living learning space on our campus that assures student success and prepare them for lives in which they're going to have to create or reinvent their jobs. We are pleased that our request to have permission to spend up to $175 million through a public-private partnership, again, not asking the state for any money, but partnering with a private developer who will bring $175 million to bear on the first phase of a project that will begin to construct or complete thousands of new residence hall beds on our campus. And we know that the students who live in residence halls, their likelihood of returning successfully for the next year, nearly 90%. Those who do not live in residence halls, just 66%. So this is a wise investment for the state, creating a living learning environment that is optimal in terms of the student experience.
I want to talk more about the residence hall issue on a future edition of UK Perspectives, but for the moment, to go back to the legislative session, how do you feel the legislature will respond to UK's call for continued support for higher education? And in the worst case, how do you plan to address the pending cuts?
First of all, let me say I've been visiting Frankfurt since I arrived here in July, even started when I made some visits here in June, cultivating relationships with our elected officials. And I deeply respect what they're facing. They, in many ways, have the same challenge we do on campus. They have more good ideas than resources to support them. But I can't think of a better investment for our future than that which you can make in education. And remember, they are cutting our budget. We're going to have to make some tough choices in going forward to be more efficient and more effective with fewer dollars. But we're also asking for the opportunity to earn our way out of here, out of this, to be able to construct some facilities that we think can grow our enterprise and grow our revenue. So we're asking them to just let us, help ourselves.
Do you expect the UK will have to raise tuition as a way to decrease the impact of the state budget cuts?
That would be something we would do most reluctantly. It's the last thing I want to consider. Affordability and access are critical to citizens of Kentucky. We do know, though, that we live in this new normal where state support is not likely to return to pre-recession levels for a good while. The same is the case in some of the traditional support sources at the federal level. So it's something we're going to have to consider.
And is private fundraising a way that can help with this?
I have been most pleased with those individuals who want to step forward and invest in our university. And that reminds me of something else, Tom. You know, sometimes we may be able to raise considerable sums of money to construct, restore, renovate a building, but we may not get all of it. Let's say it's a $50 million project and we were able to raise $30 or $40 million. Well, I think it would be wise to be able to borrow the money for the remaining cost of that building. Our donors are not going to sit around and wait 10 years till we get all of the money to do this. Construction prices, interest rates have never been more competitive. This is the time to act.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Eli Capilouto, president of the University of Kentucky. Podcasts of UK Perspectives, including the complete interviews, are available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.